This episode of the Bayou Dragons podcast is proudly brought to you by Dragon Industrial Wrap.
Fuse. Ready for any project, no matter how big or how small. Dragon Industrial Wrap.
We're live. And we are live. Episode 56 of the Bayou Dragons podcast. It is me, Mitch McCall. Big boy Aaron George.
Howdy.
And our special guest, someone we've been wanting to have on for a very long time, somebody we've been doing work with, somebody that y'all have probably seen on videos and photos and everything, Alex Ridout, the owner of Cajun Lab Supplements out of Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Pleasure to have Alex on. Man, I'm trying to think when I initially... Damn it, George. Pulling my mic. I'm trying to think of when I initially started talking with Alex. I think he shot me a message. It was probably, what, a couple of years ago now? I mean, maybe a year ago or so.
A little over a year.
Yeah. So he shot me a message and was like, man, I really like what y'all got going on. See, you know, I got Cajun Lab Supplements. Check us out. So I checked them out and ended up trying some of their pre-workout. And I was like, okay. Let's talk, dude, because he made an awesome product. It was the Rougarou pre-workout that I initially tried, and I loved it. And after that, we became really good friends, been hanging out, and he's got a great thing going on over there.
Look, and I'll tell you my side of this. Mitchell told me, he said, hey, I've been in touch with this company, Cajun Labs. We all work out. We're all pretty, you know, into fitness.
Fit.
Yeah, not fitness in that, but we're into fitness, you know, working out, running, doing all this. And he was like, Cajun Labs, like, dope-ass name. And he showed me y'all's website and, like, your stuff, and I was like, it looks dope, but I was like, we need to try it before we do it. We ordered, we got some of that, and I remember what, like, sold me was the go mode. I mean, the Rougarou was the first one I had, but... The go mode really got me, but that we'll get to all that. But once I tried the supplement, I was like, holy shit. I was like, not only did they destroy the marketing, like it is, your marketing is amazing Cajun Labs. Like it's brilliant. You have a legit good product.
No doubt.
And I wasn't going to sit there and drink some bullshit. Yeah. Like, cause I was like, I've drink the shit out of like different pre-workouts and proteins and take, you know, whatever. And everything I've had from y'all has been fantastic. So I was like, I told Mitch, I was like, green light, get with these dudes. I want to do something with them because y'all have a legit thing going on.
Porter, do you remember the, like the Jack 3D, like back in the day?
Yes.
That closest is, thing to it. No doubt. No doubt.
Honestly,
the go mode.
Yes. The go mode is pretty close to Jack 3D.
It's prime.
Like that, I mean, that... The Jack 3D, and even Alex would probably agree that that's like the, that was like the big uncle to all pre-workouts.
I think it's banned now, to be honest.
Well, they recreated it and
they took away the good stuff.
Made it soft.
Dimethylamine.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that was the
secret ingredient.
And did they ban that substance? Like they can't use it in
it's banned in pre-workouts and other. Products like that, they can't put it into other items like that. They can sell it as a research chemical, not for human consumption.
Mm. And we all use.
What was it doing? Giving people like heart attacks and shit.
And you know, popping hot on a test. You know,
I can believe it, dude.
It showed up as like an amphetamine. So
like meth.
Yeah, exactly like meth.
Hell yeah. Well, no wonder why it was so good. But, like, since then, you know, you kind of always, like, are searching for that thing that'll give you that itch that makes you want to grind out a good workout or a run or a, you know, little sex sesh, whatever you want.
Whatever.
Yeah. That go mode. Mm-hmm. And.
Particularly on the sex sesh.
Yeah.
But, gets me going.
But first was the Rougarou.
My lady like, loves it.
Yeah, dude. No, you have a good thing going. And that's what we're going to be talking to you today about is how you founded it. You know, you had a fitness background. You know, you bodybuilded, powerlifted. You know, you've done it all. And you have a cool-ass brand that you are marketing with yourself and others. And I'm just glad that we have been fortunate enough to be able to join you on this journey.
Absolutely.
So go ahead and give us a little bit of rundown who you are and, you know, the whole setup of how the Cajun Labs came about. And I'm going to sit here and drink whiskey and listen.
So basically.
Cheers, Porter.
Basically, so I competed in bodybuilding for a few years. I don't even know how long it was. And then I got into powerlifting, and I did that for a few years, I think 3 or 4 years in competitive powerlifting. And I was pretty successful in it. Nothing special. I wasn't on a national level or anything like that, but broke a few state records and stuff like that. Tried different supplements over the years, and I just got to a point where I was I also own a gym. We have a gym right there in Eunice, Louisiana called Reps Gym and Supplements. And we were selling other people's brands, you know. So we were buying from different wholesalers and stuff like that. And got to a point where my dad, he's not here. He's my business partner, Sean.
Sean, he's the GOAT.
Great man, by the
Sean
way.
Sean is the GOAT.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Appreciate that, guys. I'm sure he would appreciate that, too.
We enjoy Sean.
But he was like, man, you can do this. You know, you can formulate these products. You've been exposed to them for so long. You've tried so many different brands. I was sponsored by several different brands. So finally, I grew the balls, and I was like, we're gonna do it. You know, let's get some money together. Let's get some funds together, and let's start up our brand. So Cajun Labs was developed. I don't even know how long it's been. I would say we started right around when COVID happened, and it was a terrible time, you know. But luckily, people were still working out. They were buying stuff on Marketplace, and a lot of gyms were closed and fitness centers was closed. So people would, they were buying stuff on Marketplace and working out at home. So supplements were still being used. And the hardest thing about that period was finding the resources to create these products. You know, plastic became scarce. Plastic, you know.
Everything was kind of scarce during that time. I mean, I was shortly after COVID building a house, and I was looking for these materials, and they're like, oh, it's still short due to COVID. It was every damn thing you were trying to look for.
And it wasn't because it was short, just no one was working to sell it.
Right.
And that's – COVID was good and bad. Like, good for a marketing standpoint, like, everybody's on their phone. No one's actually at work, so people are working from home. You know what that means. They're fucking off. They're watching TikTok. They're looking at Instagram. They see a new brand come across, Cajun Labs. You know, I can see where that it might have been like, it's like one of those blessing in disguise things. From a marketing standpoint, COVID was awesome for you because you have the most time in probably human history that people are looking at their phones. But starting a business during COVID was the hardest thing to do.
It was
because you
obstacle.
Can't get fucking shit.
Right, right. And that was the whole thing. You know, a lot of these ingredients come from overseas. So, like, along with plastics, you know, creatine, that became scarce for a while. And the price of creatine, like, it went up super high. And we had to raise some prices on things just due to inflation, you know.
Yeah.
We were able to come back down, you know, on our prices and stuff. So just to let our viewers know, my brand is built on honesty. Everything that is in these products is listed on the ingredients panel. We have no proprietary blends. So what you see on the back is what you get. And I think that's a big thing. There's still a lot of, there's several brands that still, they want to hide.
They put proprietary blend.
What will you explain for people that don't know what that is? What
is
that,
like fillers or
blend?
So a proprietary blend is basically, you'll see it, it'll say energy matrix, you know, for example, and it'll be several different energies, ingredients like caffeine, et cetera. And they basically combine the amount and they put it as a lump sum. And it'll say this energy matrix has 2,000 milligrams. And it'll have all the ingredients that are in the proprietary blend listed out. But you don't know how much of each you're actually taking in,
right.
You know. And people just, they don't trust that. They don't get on board with that. And we are really big on the trust method. So,
yeah. I think that's why you also sold me – Aaron, Mitch, Tanner was like what you read and is what you get. Like people that are like you're saying, the proprietary blend, and they're like, oh, there's 2,000 milligrams. And they always put 2,000 milligrams of caffeine because that's what people infatuate with, to caffeine. It probably has like 50.
Right.
You know? But well, like when y'all shit says 200 milligrams of caffeine.
It's 200.
You're getting 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Correct.
You're getting 3,200 whatever of beta-alanine or whatever the...
clinical dose. Some of them are more than the clinical dose, but...
And we love them and we support it.
Awesome. You know, I really, like I said, I appreciate it, but it, the trust, the transparency, that's a big thing in this market. That's for people to get on board. They want to know what they're taking in and what they're putting in their body. A lot of our supplements are dye free. We don't care about the color of your water.
Right.
You know,
And that's what fucked up my stomach on a couple of pre-workouts I used to take. It was red, like bright red when I mixed. It was like a Redcom One product. I don't give a fuck, you know. But Redcom One had like a Total War, I think it was called. Dude, I took it. It hyped me up. I started working out. I went outside. I was at Porter's house working out and fucking threw up, dude. That shit does not set well. And that's when I hadn't really taken a pre-workout since. And when I talked to you, you're like, yeah, it's probably that dye that messed your stomach up. We don't have that shit in ours. And I took yours, and it was a clean energy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, these dyes, man. I didn't really believe in it at first. You know, I was like, oh, these people, they don't want their kids having dyes and stuff.
Right.
And I started digging deeper into it. And, you know, a lot of these pre-workouts, people get like the bubble gut. You know, like, man, I drink this and, man, I got to go to the bathroom first. And to say that my products don't do that, I would be lying. You know, some of them, it might be some of the ingredients. You know, like I said, we're going to be honest and transparent. But I know for a fact that taking the dyes out really eliminated a lot of those effects. So that's kind of how we ran with it. Like I said, I don't care about the color of your water. It's the effect that you're getting from these pre-workouts. You know?
Well, your pre-workouts make me shit, but it's because there's actually legit amounts of caffeine. So when I know when I make a workout, I take your pre-workout, which I work outside like my house. So I literally drink your pre-workout. As soon as I poop, I know I'm ready to work out.
Ready
I'm
like, to go.
It's time to
It's go mode.
Go.
Well, it's a stimulant, you know, and nicotine is a stimulant.
Well, yeah, I didn't tell you that I have like 3 Zens in while I take your pre-workout. So I just have I just have so much shit going on. I'm like, once I get my like pre-workout poop in, I'm about to kill a workout.
I will bring this up, and you can go into the facts of all this, but so you bring a bunch of products to market. You have everything from pre-workout to hydration supplements to
creatine, testosterone.
Variety of different products. So I have my 2 favorite products from you right now. Pre-workout Voodoo Magic. It is the perfect hit for me. It's not overkill, but it gives you just enough to, it gives you that little tingle, not too much, and it gets you ready to go. My 2nd favorite, top 2, I mean, they're both tied, is the hydration supplement you have, the Livewell. I don't know how you pronounce
Livewell.
It.
So it's a play on words. Being that we put the fish pattern on it, it's a custom pattern that we use. It's tailored towards fishermen, but also towards the fitness community. So you can take it on the boat and on the water, or you can bring it with you in the gym.
So it's catered to the outdoorsman and the guy that, you know,
which is a big reason that I reached out to these guys. All of these guys are big outdoorsmen.
That's what I wanted to get into that here in a little bit, you know, why we collaborated, but keep going with what you were saying, Mitch.
Anyway, so I used to be like, I drink a shitload of water because, you know, occasionally I like to drink beer, but I like to hydrate on a daily basis.
Occasionally
I feel good.
He likes to drink beer.
I feel good when I hydrate. You know, it's good for you. So I used to drink liquid IVs. Them some bitches are expensive, man.
And
if you go buy like a 6 or 12 pack of liquid IVs, that's
it's more expensive than a Plan B.
It's over. I want to say it's pushing $20 for like a 6 or 12 pack, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, it's high dollar. I might be a little off on that number, but how many servings do you get in the Livewell?
You get 30 servings, and it's roughly $36.
So for that, you get a better price per serving, and you're getting all the benefits as you're getting from liquid IV, if not more, from a bodybuilding standpoint. And the flavor is
Fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Along with the amino acids, the essential amino acids and the branched chain amino acids that are
I'm trying to turn everybody onto that LiveWell. A guy I work with is taking it every day now, too. It's a great supplement, man, for if you drink liquid IV, well, LiveWell is the way to go.
If you work out in the sun, if you ever sweat, or you just need that little bit, like I've been doing most of like my long runs, I don't drink like a pre-workout. I'll just drink a bottle of the LiveWell just to, beforehand, just to kind of give me that little bit of a, you know, I got that to back up on, you know, on this longer run.
Right. And you're activating your recovery process. You know, these long runs, these workouts, these long days in the sun, the long day on the boat, it takes a toll on your body. And having this product is, it's essential. You know, you need it. That's the best way that I can put it. I think that my children, you know, 4, 6 years old, they're drinking the LiveWell for T-ball. You know, we're not drinking Powerade and these sugar products and stuff like that, which makes you dehydrate faster.
Yeah. If you keep going, yes.
Exactly. Like, I mean, we live in the South. I'm in Louisiana. Y'all are in Texas.
It's hot.
It's humid.
It's humid.
And
it's
muggy.
Exactly. I mean, you are swimming in the air.
Swamp ass.
It's swamp ass completely. Yeah. And it's just, you have to be able to replenish what you're putting out. You have to put back in. So the amino acids, the hydration aspect, it's second to none.
Yeah. And it's your newest one. Was it pink lemonade?
Drop shot lemonade. Yeah.
Drop shot lemonade. That is fantastic.
What a name, by the way.
I'm all
drop shot lemonade.
All fishing, man.
There's so much I want to get into with like the name, like, because like I said, you killed the marketing of it, which was the first thing that turned us on to you, but then you killed it with like the actual supplements themselves. And like, I want to talk about all that, but that drop shot berry and then the backlash berry,
mm-hmm,
or drop shot lemonade, backlash berry, like both of those are fantastic.
And look, Sean, I give him a lot of credit to this because Sean, my father, like I said, he's the one that comes up with some of these names and stuff like that. My dad is he has been an outdoorsman since, probably since he was in diapers.
A hell of a cook, dude. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. 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 I mean, you never trust a skinny cook. You can't, you know, and Sean, y'all had a jambalaya.
To be honest with you, the thing that sold me the most, one of the things that sold me the most, it was the product, it was the marketing. But when y'all pulled up to our shop and Sean got out of the vehicle and he came up and approached us, and just the way he talked to us, just such a friendly, genuine individual.
Coon-ass like, individual.
These guys are genuine, and I want to work with them.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what got me is like he sent everybody like individual messages. Like, this man was hustling, you know what I mean? And then you look at it, it wasn't really about the product, really, until, you know, we really didn't know much about the product. It was about the family man. It was about taking care of his kids. It was taking a, hey, I'm doing this hustle. This is for me. This is for my family. And I'm going to make it no matter what. You know Absolutely. What I mean? And that's respect.
And what Sean says every time I see him, he goes, I'm just trying to set up my son for the future.
And that's, oh, God, I'm getting chills right now.
And
you
I'm
know
like,
what I mean?
I'm like, that would be awesome.
I love you, Sean. My dad, please. Yeah. Be my father. I never knew my father. Please be mine. You know,
I knew my dad, but he's not setting up a dynasty for me.
Right. So, I mean, my dad has definitely been a staple in my life.
That's awesome.
I lost my mom when I was 7, and my dad has been there for me. It's been me and him 100% of the time. His house is nothing but deer and fish and duck mounts everywhere. It's Hell a bachelor yeah. pad, you know, and I just grew up with a very manly influence, you know, and my dad's been supportive of everything that I've done. And the bodybuilding, I mean, he used to prep my meals for me. He would weigh them out to the ounce.
By the way, dude, when it comes down to that bodybuilding, man, you got it. You know what I mean? You have that genetics.
I don't know, man. You got the genetics.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go too far in detail on that. But, no, and I'm not saying you're not in your prime now, but back in the day, dude.
You know did, what I mean? That's you impressive. You did do it.
I did it.
You did the damn thing.
I did it. I'm 31 now, guys, and my body has taken a toll on itself. I put it through hell.
That, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I went through some complications in 2023 with breaking my arm in several places and rupturing my pec tendon. And we had a baby in the process where my wife had to have a C-section, which we've had sections for all of them, but it was definitely a tough year. You know, I was out of work. I didn't work out for 9 months. You know, I was double slinged up, and that it was a depressing time, but it also gave me a lot of time to focus on my brand, and I got to ground myself on what it meant to me. And like Sean says, how he's trying to set me up, set up my future for me and help me, you know, get to the next level. He's without that support system and like having you guys, you know, and stuff, like that's why it was real important for me to reach out to you guys and individually. And it means a lot to me, way more than y'all would ever fathom, right. You know? And I'm going to get emotional talking about it, but.
Well, I will tell you this, and Porter will vouch for this. George will vouch for this. We don't tie our name with like any brand, because if we did that, you know, our word would be nothing. We work with people that we truly believe in and that we stand behind 100%. And there's not many of them.
And when we start with a brand, we don't just drop that brand. Like, even some of the brands that, like, we don't do a lot of stuff with, I'm not going to even say, I'm just that we've got stuff from them and we still wear them, we don't go with another one. I just recently we got asked by a big brand, a very big brand, to represent for boots and waders and shit like that. And I was just like, can't. Like, not that you have terrible shit, but like, we have these waders, we got these boots that we like. And most of them are, we go with the small mom and pop kind of thing.
Right.
Like the people that are just starting out, because that's what we might be in this game for 2 or 3 years now. We're still small. We're the little man on this, like in this game. So if we can help, you know, this business that has a couple thousand followers that is starting with these boots, that has a good product that we actually want to put our name behind, then we're going to stick with these some bitches.
Right.
The waiters, we're going to stick with these some bitches. The duck calls, you know, if we're doing this and this and this, we want to be with it. That's why, like, getting with y'all, figuring out the father-son aspect and the, you know.
Just the family aspect.
The family things, aspect, you know? And how y'all brought us in as a family. We're like, okay, I'm only going to take your supplements.
Right.
I eat supplements. I'm only going to eat your supplements. I bought some more supplements today from you that I'm going to smash tomorrow.
And I would like to also, you know, let the viewers know this. These guys right here that are surrounding me, they've done all of this. And for a majority of it, they paid for it. They've never asked for anything from Absolutely me, not. No deals or anything like that.
Remember my first message to you, brother? You were trying to like, hey, man, I'll give you this. I said, hey, man, no. We don't roll like that. You know what I mean? We support.
Exactly.
You know, and that's exactly what we do. But Porter, what you were saying is like this generation though, when it comes down to their certain individuals' products, not talking about anyone else, you know, just in the open there, they want to take shortcuts. They want the fast ride, you know, they want the quickest route there.
Yeah.
And that's not Alex. You know what I mean? He is putting that hustle and you know, and that's when that comes with a lot of respect. And you know, he did the grind. You know, he's in it for the long run, and that's what we back behind. You know what I mean? We will always support that.
Yes, I just don't want to jump on someone's back that's already like that is promoting people bigger than us. And not saying like I have that like small man mentality. I'm saying I want to grow. I want a
small man.
I want to grow with the company. I don't want some company that's like, hey, you know, here's right. this, and you know, we might. I want to see Cajun Labs. I want to see that shit blow up. Right. I want to see us blow up. Absolutely. I want to see Wingman Waterfowl blow up, you know, like.
And I think that, like, as much as y'all want success for me, I want success for y'all. I really believe in y'all apparel, y'all brand, what y'all stand for. And I couldn't imagine being tied in with another company, you know?
Yeah. And that's.
And I think it's good for us because there's so many people. And I don't understand it. Like, there's so many people that are like, oh, y'all are trying to, you know, take from Louisiana, naming yourself Bayou Dragons. This, you know, that's fine. That they, and we've talked about it before. But,
right.
you know, us in Louisiana go hand in hand. You know, we're 30, 45 minutes down the street. You know, I'm in Louisiana all the time. I'm going to Louisiana next week. We live right down the road. We're you know, hand in hand.
This is the perfect situation, too.
Exactly.
You are full-blown coon ass as a sumbitch.
100%.
And what's funny is the people from Louisiana or the people from Texas that talk shit on us, you're from Louisiana, and you reached out to us, like, wanting to do something, knowing we're from Texas, knowing that we have the mutual thoughts, the process, the whole everything. You know,
man, I have family in Texas. A majority of my family is in Texas. And, I mean, essentially, we're one big state. We're one big community. And, I mean, that's the easiest way to put it.
That's how we all need to think. Like, I don't think of, because we literally share the same bayous, I don't think that, like, oh, this is different from this. It's like,
bro, it's the same.
It's the same. We're all the same. Like, we need to stay the same. Louisiana, Texas, you know, we need to stay tight. And
it's a great collaboration.
It is a great collaboration.
The big thing I think that sparked it is when I started making the videos of us boiling crawfish and putting like Texas style crawfish. Oh man, it was like a huge thing. People were like, oh, "You ain't doing that right. You should do this. You ain't doing that.
You're losing."
Look, you know, we enjoy them. This is how we do it. That's, you know,
it's well, whatever. And I think a lot of people take things to heart. Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know if people were, they were giving y'all some hate for that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it's marketing. It's fun, you know? And
yeah, it's all in good fun.
Yeah. And people, I think people like to hate more than they like to love.
Bro.
And it's, yeah. I mean, obviously y'all see it. Y'all have a large brand. How many people land in y'all comments on videos and
that pictures? Depends. Sometimes tens to thousands. Sometimes. Exactly. Like on a good TikTok, there's going to be like 10,000 people comment, gay, you know, or there'll be an Instagram that goes good, gay. But then there's like 20 or 30 people that are like, dude, this is legit. It's the people that like support us and buy shit from us.
I think
us.
A bunch of people are just ignorant too. Like they don't really know, like, hey, we're just having a good time, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Friends getting together.
God forbid we have a good time.
Yeah.
You know.
But that's anything online nowadays. You can post it. Don't make a shit what you're doing. You could be hunting, fishing, cooking. You're doing something wrong in someone else's eyes. You know what I mean? And they're going to make it known. And that's fine. Make it known all you want. I don't give a fuck.
But I think we can speak for, like, I can speak for everyone in this room. Like, that's what we feed off of. Please abuse me. Please verbally abuse me. Watch this. You know what I'm saying?
Like, watch me work.
Yeah, watch. You sit back and enjoy the show. You understand
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
Every time a video gets posted and it starts to go viral, and I don't know shit about any of that. That's where Mitchell's the master brain behind the brand on if a video is going to go viral or not or whatever, and he'll message me and go, we're going to get some flack on this. And I was like, yeah. He goes, that's going viral. And I go, good. Because that usually means the more, there's going to be like 90% is shit talking, but it means like it expands so far we make sales.
Exactly.
Like we make sales on more of a video that someone talks shit on than like a good video that people only comment good shit on.
What these dipshits don't understand is you're putting traffic towards our video. We're getting paid no matter what.
Yeah.
when it comes down to it, you're putting, you know.
Yeah.
You're putting traffic towards back to our area, no matter what you say.
We're still good.
Yeah.
But
we piss excellence. Just kidding.
But yeah, going back to what Porter was saying earlier, and Aaron, I'm not trying to go commercial. I'm not trying to, you know, buy an island. I just want to, like, my dad is trying to set me up. I'm trying to set my children up too. And we're just trying to have a good life, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
We live, baby.
Alex, so earlier I didn't mean to rudely interrupt you about the reason why he had reached out to us as a company to get a part of your brand, but the way your thought process on it was very good. It was like you're a fitness brand. You have pre-workouts, proteins, and, you know, the whole nine yards. We're an outdoors deal, but that's how most of your marketing is for the outdoors person. LiveWell, for instance, it's for the fisherman. You're out in the sun all day, you're fishing, you're sweating your nuts off, you need some hydration, amino acids, shit like that. Bam, you got it in that. And that's kind of like what the new thing we're working on, which we'll get to. The whole DG.
Something's going on in the lab right now.
No, the DD. Yeah, no, we'll talk about what's in the lab, but I just wanted to – what you're doing is special because you're not just focusing on, you know, the meatheads at the gym. Right. And I'm one of the meatheads at the gym. I'm not going to say that I'm – like, I love working out, shit like that. But also, you're focusing on the outdoorsmen, people that are out working, people that have a hard hat on, sweating their nuts off. You know, you're hitting all the replenishments for them and not making them like, you know.
You're not taking the shortcut for sure.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the way I live my life is very similar to you guys. And, you know, I'm a hunter. I'm a fisherman, an active outdoorsman. And Cajun Labs, I mean, I think that I can speak for many people in our community that – that's what a majority of we're raised up to do, you know, from when we're in diapers, you got a fishing pole or a rifle, you know, and it's bringing, trying to be innovative and tying in being an outdoorsman, or, you know, we sponsor a guy that saddle bronc rides, you know, the rodeo. It's a very physical sport. Anything. It doesn't have to be powerlifting and bodybuilding and CrossFit and all of this stuff. It's anything physical or that demands athleticism.
Your supplements are a lifestyle.
Right. It's a lifestyle. Exactly.
Lifestyle supplement, which is, you don't see that. Like, so most people that I'm saying, like, that get energy drinks and pre-workouts and shit, they go to their nearest gas station, corner store, whatever. They get a C4, whatever. And look, I like C4, not dogging none of that shit, or they get a Red Bull to get some caffeine. But, like, they order from you. It don't matter if you're golfing, you're fishing, you're hunting. Like, dude, I can't tell you how many times I've been sweating my cock off on hole number 14, and I'm like, dude, I need some. Like, I've been drinking since hole one. I need a little break. Dude, that damn LiveWell is going to come in clutch.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Just giving you that little bit extra.
That's one of my recipes for a good hangover. LiveWell is included in that early morning routine for that.
Oh, yeah. No, LiveWell, 2 BC powders and 2 ibuprofens.
Absolutely. Right, yeah, before bed.
Smash it.
I'm going to have to try that.
Oh, dude, if I could put it in a freaking syringe, I would inject it. But, I mean, I just mix it all together.
Down the hatch.
Oh, yeah. Right to the fucking dome.
What's a syringe?
I think he's talking about a turkey baster or something.
Is that what it is? Do you, like, put it up your...
Rectum, yes.
Rectum.
Okay.
Anal insemination.
But, yeah, no, what I wanted to touch on was, like, the people that do listen to our podcast, most of them aren't, not saying they don't work out, but they're not
yoked.
They're not the meatheads.
Right.
Like, I'm saying they're not the gym goers and shit like that. They might work out. They might do this. I am full-heartedly saying Cajun Labs has a fucking great product on hydration. If you want a pre-workout, if you want to itch your freaking wiener off, get the go mode. If you just want some
and
chill,
I'm talking
shit,
like to itch it off, like,
yes,
yeah,
scratch the whole shaft,
yeah,
off.
You can scratch it off. I mean, it just,
but the go mode, you're gonna,
hey, can I tell you a story real quick, man?
Yeah, go ahead.
I probably was working like 7-12s at this moment, and I finally get a day off, you know, so of course old George is gonna head to the casino.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, it only feels right,
hand in hand.
Yeah, play a little blackjack. Mm-hmm. Hey, I was down and about. I said, there's no way. I mean, I can't focus. I can't do nothing. Hey, that old go mode was rolling in the backseat of that old Chevy, right? And I said, hey, baby, I said, give me some of that. Put some of that in that water bottle, right? Hey, we're about 20 minutes out. I had to take off my shoes because my bare feet were sweating. I felt like ants were crawling up my body, man. I wanted to jump out of that truck at 90 miles per hour, and I think I could have beat that truck, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And after that, I was sold.
That's what I'm saying. For the hardcore individual, go mode's the way to go.
Yeah.
For me, it's the voodoo magic.
You see, and like I told him, I'm more of a go mode. I also like the Rougarou.
I love,
like,
the Rougarou.
I'm the Rougarou. Like,
Yeah.
Like, no offense, I'm just going to tell you what I think. I think the voodoo magic to me is my least favorite out of all the products, and not in a bad way, just. I think the Rougarou and the Go Mode are fantastic, except that DD that's coming out. That's going to be,
yeah.
We'll talk about
that. We love the double D.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's why we offer 3 different styles of pre-workout, you know.
Well, four now, huh?
If you want to count it as a fourth. I mean, we could jump into it.
Yeah, go ahead and jump into the new shit. Like the shit you just dropped, because I'm going to be drinking it tomorrow.
Oh, so we can, the Cajun Maiden.
Yeah, Cajun Maiden.
So the Cajun Maiden, essentially me and my wife, we got together and she brought this idea to me that, you know, a bunch of the people are drinking these loaded teas or these herbal teas or whatever they are. And they're loaded with dyes. You don't really know what's in them. It's like a glorified Kool-Aid. And so all these women are walking around and men drinking Kool-Aid with caffeine. And it costs, you know, $8-$10 a pop.
A shit ton.
Exactly.
They ain't cheap.
So my wife at school, you know, she's a teacher, a first grade teacher. And every Friday they're bringing these teas over there and she's buying them, you know. Don't make me coffee in the morning. I'm going to buy a tea. Okay, baby. You know, so at the end of the month, you've done spent $40 on four beverages.
Yeah, that's,
you know, for energy. So this tub right here that you get with the Cajun Maiden, you know what you're getting. We talked about proprietary blends. We don't have that. It's all transparent.
Everything's labeled on the bottle.
You're getting some cosmetically enhancing ingredients, biotin, collagen. You're getting energy, caffeine. There's some mood enhancement in there. Everything that you need that these teas, I think, they failed at giving you. And on top of that, it's dye-free. Mainly with women. Women are real big about the whole dye-free thing, you know. So you definitely have to market that in there. But so essentially, you're getting this 30-serving tub of Cajun Maiden for about $40, you know.
$40.
$40.
Like less than having your loaded tea every Friday for a month.
Exactly. Four teas.
I laugh that you said you started this thing for like this supplement for females, because tomorrow I'm going to drink a...
We're going to be filled with estrogen tomorrow.
Cajun Maiden.
Whatever it is, I don't give a fuck. I'm about to...
So, yeah, I mean, it can be used for men, too. I mean, it's just marketed more towards women. You know, we have a girl, a woman that's on the label, but this could be used for men and women.
Quite an attractive woman, too.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of why.
Trying to make her look like my wife. So,
I mean.
I appreciate that.
I made that comment the other day. I mean, just a while ago, I said, it kind of looks like your wife there. Was that like a...
It was the goal.
Yeah, that was the goal, huh?
That was the goal. Hey. That was her one thing that she said. She's like, you know, if we do this, I want it to look like me. And I was like, I got you, babe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I tell you one thing. The DD does definitely look like...
Porter made.
No, dude, I do appreciate you coming with the Maiden today. Some more apparel that we'll definitely be racking.
Yeah.
Rocking. Wow. I've had a few. I'm drinking that Penelope Rio now. Thank you, Wes Sauls.
Shout out to Wes. Thank you for
Wes Sauls. Wes Sauls, longtime supporter, good friend of ours, is sitting in with us today. Just want to give a shout out to him. Local waterfowl guide, very knowledgeable in the area. But yeah, we're gonna move on to.
I have a man crush on him.
I don't know what time it is, but we got something, and I don't know if it's the time to bring it up, but we got something brewing in the lab with these Cajuns. And it's something big, and I'm not going to be the one to announce it. I want the owner of Cajun Labs, Alex Rideout.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, I can definitely talk about it. So this has been a long thing in the making. Since the first time that I met with you guys.
A year.
We spoke about it.
At Tanner's house. And I told y'all, I said, in about a year, I'm going to come through. And I don't know how I did it, but... It was roughly a year, you know, exactly.
You did it.
So I met with you guys at Tanner's house at the shop, and we had a fantastic meal. I think it was fried backstrap.
Yeah, fried backstrap. Or
can't beat that at all.
Yeah.
And right when we were about to leave, we went in the shop, and y'all hooked me up with some apparel, man, which was very appreciated. I've been wearing it ever since, and very comfortable, very nice. And we're about to leave, and me and Sean, we're heading out, and then I think it was Porter. So Porter was like, so when are we going to do when we're going to make this dragon dust? And
of course, Porter out of nowhere comes up with this amazing idea.
man, this amazing idea had been brewing in my head for months. You know, I was thinking from one of the first times that I messaged you guys, I was like, man, I don't want to piggyback on these. I don't want to use these guys. But like, in the same token, I was like, this would be a great opportunity. But with y'all brand and y'all logo and all of that stuff, it really ties into Louisiana as well, you know. So I'm thinking like, man, this would be a great opportunity. So when Porter brought this amongst us, I had to get in the lab, you know. I had to start putting the pencil to the book, and here we are. You know, we've sampled it. I think most of the guys in here have tried it, and for me personally, first time I took it, you know, I had to be the guinea pig. I freaked out. I was like, man, I have been awake for, I don't even know. I took it at 1:30 p.m. I was awake till 3 a.m. the next morning.
This is it.
Dude, I was nervous to take it. I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. And he gave us these little sample bottles. They look like little prescription
bottles. Is that the sample bottle that Madison like just took
straight
to the dome.
Chased it with a Miller Lite.
Yeah, but, she's a savage, by the way.
She is a savage.
She beats me.
No,
I'm just kidding. I love you, baby.
I hit the Dragon Dust and had an outstanding workout that morning, a good run, and I felt awesome. And I was like, this stuff is just what I wanted it to be. Like, it's right there where I wanted it to be. So I'm pretty excited to what is to come with the Dragon Dust.
Look, the Dragon Dust, for me, it wasn't the initial bam. The flavor's fantastic. Great. I'm not just saying that to suck our own wieners because we're a part of this. It's great flavor, but it's the lasting. That day I ran a 5K and then knocked out an hour workout. I got done. We went on nights. And it was like midnight or one that morning, and I was still not the jitteries and shit like you do with Go Mode, not all the beta alanine. It was a constant, clean energy.
Prolonged energy focus.
Right, yeah.
Is what it is.
Best way to explain it, actually.
Yeah, prolonged energy focus. I just wanted to headbutt something. Like, I was like, this feels so good. Ah! Like, it was fantastic.
So, developing this was very tricky. You know, these guys work out, and but they're not
occasionally.
I mean, I'm used to creating products more or less for bodybuilding, powerlifting. I know earlier I was saying it might be a little contradictory, but this was something new, you know, because these guys are active outdoorsmen. So I'm trying to think, you know, while I'm developing this, what can I do to make this a versatile supplement? What can I do to make it to where they can use it in the gym, just like the LiveWell supplement?
Yeah.
And also use it out in the field. The
duck blind, in the boat, something that – well, you keep talking. Sorry.
You're good.
I'm a cockhole.
I'll throw in a comment here. This product will be perfect for me to take when I am going to hunt public land in the marsh and I'm leaving my house at 1:30 in the morning. I hit Dragon Dust and I'm fucking good.
You don't have to drink a Red Bull
I don't have to buy all that bullshit from the gas station. I'm fucking wired up till I'm done. And I get home, maybe I can croak, maybe I can't.
I'm
wired up.
You probably won't.
You know what I mean? It's just what I wanted out of it, for sure.
And that's exactly what I was shooting for. That was the target. And, I'm glad that you guys liked it. For me, I'm prescribed Adderall. I normally drink an energy drink in the morning. I would have to cut all of that out just to take a scoop of this, a full scoop.
It's strong for me. How I knew it worked is old Madison didn't even take a breath on the 45-minute way home. She was da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She was just like, lower the dosage next time.
For me, and we all have different, fitness goals, George wants to be the same mass as the sun. And me, I just want to get where I can run a marathon. I think both of,
I can't run 2 feet.
I know, but...
Amen.
You can work out on that shit for 2 hours.
Right.
I literally feel like as I get on my longer runs, this is going to definitely help me with, keeping the motivation in my mind because that, when you start getting,
you just do a 5K.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not
Mitch.
That's not that far though.
I mean, but that's pretty impressive for the very first now, time. I mean,
Porter's going to try to take training. That away. It was very impressive.
Very impressive.
Very yeah. impressive. It's my first 5K.
Oh, it was Mitchell's. It was Mitchell's that. First 5K, and honestly, almost beat me.
I performed Ooh. Quite nicely.
He did. He did great.
And I'm going to continue to.
I've seen those medals around y'all's neck. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
But anyway.
I loved it on Facebook.
No, I just, I feel like as I get farther and farther, you know, like I'm hoping in the next few weeks I'll be able to bump my mileage up and like
break some plateaus.
Break some plateaus. Right. Dude, like when I stopped at the beginning of this past year, I was doing upwards of 10 miles on a run. Like, not every day, but upwards of 10 miles, I feel like I have that dragon dust in me. That's going to be like, okay, I still got a little bit of that mentality in me, some of that dog, you know what I'm saying? Some of that gator,
dog in
some of that gator up in my, gator. My ass, you know? But
gator in your ass.
Yeah. No, that I'm so excited to have, to be a part of this dragon dust. I think it's going to be huge. And you have a friend that, we met last time, Thomas,
right?
Who is a unit, a mongoloid of a human.
Yes,
yeah.
Like, I don't bring my lady around him.
Let's yeah, say that. He's 6'6", 245 pounds.
Dude's of blessed.
Pure muscle, shaved handsomeness.
Shaved. Absolutely
like,
shaved.
Like my wife would leave me in a heartbeat for this guy. Dude. And
I hope Thomas.
That's the reason why. Hey, that's the reason why Madison didn't show up tonight. I thought he was going to be here.
Yeah, well,
ain't happening, pal.
I told my wife to show up early just in case he did show up late. You know what I'm saying? Like this dude is a fucking unit of a man.
He bleeds dragon dust.
Thomas loves dragon dust.
And you told me that he doesn't.
He doesn't like the itch, the tingle.
He doesn't like your other products.
Well, he likes the Rougarou.
He likes the Rougarou,
but. The Rougarou is, I mean, whenever you weigh 240 pounds and you're, well over 6 foot, you need something more than the Rougarou. And this dragon dust is what does it for him. And yeah. he loves the flavor too. He's like, dude, if they made a candy like this, I would buy this candy every day. Like everything about this flavor he loves. And look, this is just our first flavor. You know, we haven't even released anything else.
We haven't even released the product.
Exactly.
Yet.
We're still in the label artwork phase. And after that is done, you guys get ready.
Dude,
I'm very ready for the product, and I can't wait for people to try it. Like, and once you try it and you do what we do, we go out, you know, early in the morning, whatever, working out, you're going to be like, okay, this is the real shit.
I'm not saying hunting, fishing. Like, dude, you got out in that, you wake up at 3:30, 4 in the morning, you go out to the deer blind, you know, you have 2 hours till sunlight. You know, you might want to take a nap. Also, take some of this dragon dust.
And right. The thing is this, the blue
You're
collar.
You're going to swap on TikTok for 2 hours.
The blue collar working guy that's at work has to make shift change at 4 or 5 in the morning. You know, they're writing permits at 5 in the morning. They're usually buying a monster Red Bull. Take a hit of this dragon dust shit.
Dude, you're going to save money.
You're going to save money.
And you're going to get way more of a hit of the... The caffeine, the feel, the fuel.
Oh, more bang for your buck.
You're going to get way more bang for your buck. Way easier. Your plant already gets sparkled or whatever the hell, you know. You get free water. Go ahead and buy you a $40 tub, $40, $50. I don't know how much you're going to be selling the dragon dust for, but.
It'll last for, I'm sure it's 30. It's going to be like around 30 servings.
30 serving container.
So that's going to last you a month probably if you're working, you know.
You're going to save hundreds and hundreds of dollars by bag.
Dude, I bought a C4 the other morning on the way to work. It was like $4 for one can of C4, you know?
And look, C4, I mean, like you were saying, I don't knock it either. Sometimes I drink them as well.
Well, I feel like C4 is like one of the healthier alternatives at the gas station. You know, you got your Monster, Red Bull, all that shit. It's like C4. Yeah, it's
and look, and I love Red Bull. There's a Red Bull cooler right here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's healthy for you. Yeah. I love Red Bull. Like, dude, sure. The peach nectarine, dude.
It's a good taste.
I'll shotgun Prime. The shit out of it. Prime. But also, I'm consuming 1,000 milligrams of sugar.
Right.
Like, if you're trying to be on a healthier basis, you know, go with this. I'm not saying don't buy a Red Bull or shit like that. I'm not knocking any of these other brands at all.
as we look at a Red Bull refrigerator.
Right, yeah, there's literally Red Bull.
Where'd you get that at, by the way? I've never
from
seen
Red one. Bull.
From Red Bull.
Really?
No, like, we, dude, huge supporter of Red Bull. Not knocking them.
Hey, but, shout out for Red Bull. Thank you for the fridge. Yeah,
but also, Dragon Dust
is better.
You're going to get less sugar and more bang for your buck. I'm just saying, if you want to save money, Cajun Labs is going to be it.
No doubt. Yeah, and that's been our goal, you know, is making things affordable. And like these guys were saying, for me, I like I said, I'm a hunter myself. So I'm waking up in the morning and I'm self-employed. I own a gym. I want to be able to.
How's that feeling, by the way, when you just wake up and get to do whatever you want?
I mean, well, he has a job.
I mean, I know he does, but how
George
satisfying
George
is
making
is that?
You sound like you're homeless.
Yeah. No,
hey, what's it like to be a piece of shit?
Hey, he wakes up, he has his own plan for himself. You know what I'm saying?
You wake up, you piss excellence.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and you just don't have a care in the world.
Well, I've been thinking about getting on
if you ain't first or last.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but no, I mean, like.
You think I can win a couple of races every now and then? Or
on Dragon Dust? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, so, I mean.
You can slingshot me into the winning circle?
No.
Me physically, no, because you're a heavy guy. But, like I said, I think the Dragon Dust would do it.
Yeah,
and, look, we're boosting this up. It really is a good supplement. We've all tried it. And, look, I was waiting for a crash. I was just like, you know, I was the first one to try it. I developed it. I had to guinea pig it. And I'm just sitting there. And I'm just like, man, I remember I come home. I'm in my recliner and I'm sitting next to my wife and I'm like, I just overdid it. It's like, these guys are gonna hate it. And I texted Porter and I texted Mitch, and Porter was like, man, I'm excited. I think it was you were like, man, I'm ready for it. And right. Mitch was saying the same thing, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just letting y'all know, this shit is strong.
Well, I was very adamant because I am like I said, your go mode to me is like, I took it this morning just to run. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to feel like my heart is going
alive
to explode out of my chest.
Right. Yeah.
The Dragon Dust does not do that, but it was a different, like, it was the first time I was like, okay. I feel, like, honestly, it's like doing a hard drug that's not clean to doing a clean drug that's hard.
You ever did a hard drug?
It's a very good way to put it.
I agree.
Yeah.
And people that have done drugs will understand what I'm saying. Like, it's like,
don't get it.
It's like, it's like, I've done something hard that makes me like feel good for a little bit, but like, you've done something clean that's like, oh,
chasing the white
this
dragon.
This is it. And that's what I literally
in cocaine.
It, like, I even sent y'all all a Snapchat of me.
It was 10 minutes long.
It was a 10 minute long video of like the initial. And then I was like, after I got done with my workout, I did another video and I was like, okay, this is it.
Alex really hit the lab on this one, and he hit it right on the head. And it's a great product, and I'm super excited to get it out there and let everyone try it, and just everyone can see what it's all about, because it's really truly a good product.
You know what I'm super excited about? Excuse me. Is that I'm gonna say it, the Gator. I cannot wait until y'all see the graphics on this bad boy.
Oh, yeah. The marketing on
this
thing is going to be.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got some rough artwork that I shared with the guys, and we're going to perfect on it, of course. You know, this is some of the first concepts, but it's definitely going to be special.
Dude.
It's going to slam.
Going back to what I said, y'all nailed it out of the park with y'all's graphics. Like, and that's where I was.
Dingers.
That's why I was skeptical about your product at first, until I tried it. Like, if anyone that knows me personally, they'll understand that. Like, I am not going to, like, oh, if he and usually if it looks pretty, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all shit looks pretty,
and it does work.
And fucking works.
Right. It's a little rough around the edges, though, too. You know what I mean? It speaks volumes, though. No.
Like, the graphics themselves, if they knew what I was talking about, like. A freaking tiger on trend. Yeah. Like, bro.
What's trend?
Everybody got just quiet.
Yeah. I don't know. Wes, Mike, what's check. Trend? Yeah.
Wes, what's trend?
No, okay. He's never heard of it. But, yeah,
it's Spanish.
You are doing.
It's a country.
Yeah.
You and your father Sean are doing it.
Y'all got it's honestly all Sean. You know.
So what I want to do is here in the near future, I want to get the boys together. I want to come to you next time because you've made 3 trips down here now. I want to come to Eunice.
4.
Eunice is your hometown, correct?
You can claim us on your taxes if you want.
Is it Eunice? Is that where your gym is?
Eunice is where my gym is.
I want to come to Eunice, and I want all of us come go hit a workout.
Film
it. With Alex and Sean, get in there, pump some iron, man. Sean, hang out.
I think that would be a good debut for Dragon Dust.
That's where we're going to debut the dust, man. And
should we invite Thomas?
Yeah.
Please leave him at the house.
If you want to get views.
Thomas and Damone. Damone should be there, man.
Yeah. I'm definitely not going.
Actually, when we do this, we might as well do it big. Yeah. I'm inviting Tim Hodges.
Yeah, yes. You might as well get the biggest dudes in there.
I'm getting the Trend Twins and
you ain't met Hodges yet, man.
Yeah, no, this dude is.
You haven't met Damone yet. Jesus.
But yeah, we're gonna
the man's blessed.
Let's hit up Hodges, man, for this, and we're gonna make it big, man.
We do it on a weekend, he'll be free.
Yeah, we'll go.
Promise.
Whenever.
We're gonna debut the dust, man. I hope y'all are excited as we are about this dust, this Dragon Dust. It is a great product that we will be bringing to market very soon, and I'm pumped, man.
Yeah. Is there anything else, Alex, you want to promote? Anything new? I mean, you have dope ass. Apparel on your website. I've literally wore either the shorts or a shirt every day for the last month. I sleep in it. I wore the shorts. I wore Cajun Lab shorts the day my daughter was born, and I wore like either shorts or shirt every day for a month.
By the way, congratulations, Porter.
Thank you.
That looks great on you, brother. Especially being a girl dad. I love witnessing.
I'm a great girl dad.
You are.
It's special, man. It definitely is.
But like Cajun Labs. Check out their supplements. Check out their apparel. Dude, like, y'all are killing it.
Great products, and they're transparent. And at the end of the day, man, they're genuine people that are trying to make it just like we are at the Bayou Dragons, and that's what I appreciate about them. They put in the work, and they make a solid quality product.
Y'all have nothing to lose. Try it out.
You'd have nothing to lose. Try it out.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess we'll end on that, boys. I enjoyed the hell out of it. The evening's not over, though. We're going to drink a few more beers.
Get on live, maybe. A little live action.
But thank y'all for tuning in. This has been episode 56 featuring Cajun Labs, and y'all have a great evening, morning, whatever y'all are doing.